Hungry? Sorry, I just kind of snuck up on you. No, it's okay. I mean, I told you when you guys got here that, you know, anything you want and stuff, just help yourself. Yeah. Doesn't surprise me, though. You boys are always eating. Yeah, that's why I keep everything well stocked. Actually, I came down to check on you. I know they ran out of bed space, so you had to sleep on the couch, and I know that couch can be pretty uncomfortable, honestly, so I came to check on you. And, you know, if I'm honest, I came to get a snack as well. Yeah, I have a couple ideas, but I actually also came down here to, to indulge in a guilty pleasure of mine. Do you want to know what it is? Come here, follow me. Nice, isn't it? I love it out here at night. So calm, so peaceful. I love to come out here and sit. Yeah. Do you maybe want to come sit with me for a while? I mean, you don't have to, but I mean, it's nice. I'd love it if you did. Great. Ah, there we go. You don't mind it if we swing, do you? You don't find this boring. I find it quite peaceful myself. You like it? Good. This is kind of like my special place, you know? Everybody's got a place that they like to go to get away and be calm and yeah. It's a little chilly tonight. I don't want to sound too forward, but is it okay if maybe I move a little bit closer and you put your arm around me? Yeah. And I'll put my arm around you, and there we go. That's nice. Speaking of nice and comfy, I feel so guilty that you have to sleep on the couch. Oh, I know, I know, I know. I know you say it's no problem, but having to sleep in an uncomfortable spot is never fun. Yeah, that's kind of why I came to check on you. I guess it's my motherly instinct. I just I like to make sure that all my guests are well treated. Oh. And I know boys, they don't check in about that sort of thing. I bet they all just headed upstairs and passed out. I mean, if we had to be honest, it's probably why you were up getting a snack. Couldn't get comfortable, sat there, laid there just being bored and uncomfortable and decided, well, maybe you would just look through the pantry or the fridge and find something tasty to munch on. I get it. I've been there. I love food. Yeah, I probably love it more than I should. I'm a little thick. I heard that's what you guys say. Yeah. You don't mind it? Thank you. It's good to know that I am considered attractive still at my age. You're shaking a little bit. You're colder than me. Maybe we need to put some meat on your bones. Well, I can't fix it overnight, but here. How about I put my arms around you and you... Here, move in close. There you go. You can rest your head right there. Put my arms around you. Rub your other arm. There we go. Get you nice and warmed up. You should have told me you were cold. Silly. silly boy. Always trying to be so tough. I miss company. Oh, I spend a lot of my time alone. Yeah. Oh, just everything. Working on the house, running errands, just doing all of it. I mean, I really don't think about it a whole lot. I'm always so busy until nights like tonight, when I wanted to slip out and sit on my porch and have some company. Lucky for me, I've got you tonight. Are you comfy? Good. I know it sounds silly, but I really like having you in my arms. It's nice. I like to comfort others. And you're very cute. So it's a bonus. Anyways, I've kept you from sleep enough as it is. I suppose we should get back inside. It is getting rather late. You know, and there's another reason that I came downstairs. I felt really guilty about you having to sleep on the couch, so I wanted to offer you my bed. I mean, I'll be in it, but I mean, it's big enough for the two of us, and it's way more comfortable, and if you're worried about, you know, the other boys, I'm usually up very early, and I can wake you up. You can slip back downstairs, you know, just to save face or whatever, so I just hate to think of you trying to sleep on that horrible couch with the horrible, like, I know that there is, like, a board in the middle that, like, sticks up. Okay, it's gonna sound horrible. But I never replaced the couch because, well, when I used to fight with my ex-husband, I used to make him sleep on the couch because I knew it was uncomfortable. So, that's probably why I feel most guilty of all, because to me that couch is a punishment, and you don't deserve any sort of punishment. So, would you like to come upstairs with me? You would? Great. Well, come up with me. I'm sure they're all passed out, but we'll be extra quiet as we sneak. Here we are. See, I told you it was big enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Feel free to just climb right in. Yeah, I hope you don't mind, but I'm gonna take off these sweatpants. I just had them on because I knew the night air would be chilly and, you know. But I prefer to not sleep with any pants on. Yeah, so yeah, most nights I just go with this tank top and panties. Are you blushing? You're so cute. Oh, you're adorable. Oh, well, I mean, you're old enough to know. I mean, come on, you're college age. I figured I could say the word panties without you blushing, but it's actually kind of cute. Anyways, climb in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's okay, you don't have to be nervous. Yeah. In fact, if you like, which I think might be nice for both of us, you could move in close again and I'll hold you again. Yeah, I kind of liked that on the porch. It was nice. Mm-hmm. I think it'll make you drift off to sleep better. Mm-hmm. You. I would say I'd be the big spoon, but you're facing me, so I don't really know what that's called. Anyways, though, here. Don't worry. You're not being inappropriate if you rest your head right there on my chest. It's okay. Yeah. There you go. I'll wrap my arms around you and just gonna softly pet your head. It's really nice. There you go. Just relax and be calm. To sleep if you like. Mm-hmm. I'll just hold you and I'll probably drift off to sleep too. This is very comfortable and a little sweet. Good night. Don't worry. I'll hold you and keep you warm and comfy. And then I'll make sure you slip out early in the morning. Mm-hmm.